Do you know what the third secret was?
Absolutely. And I know every aspect of that secret. It's part of...
Proceed.
The Hopi, by the way, know it too.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah, this goes back to the time of, and forgive me for not saying the name correctly, Quetzalcoatl.
Okay.
It goes back to the legend of Quetzalcoatl, the story, the mythology surrounding this whole idea, the plumed serpent. Now, the story of these people were told to wait in the four corners where they're waiting now, to wait for the return of the Pahana. If you know, Pahana means, you know, something not good. Whereas Pahana means a lost white brother. It's a similar to that. The Hopi language in Third Mesa, very few people know it. I was trained by a two-horned priest who took me to Third Mesa. I observed a kachina dance, a blue kachina dance, where the elder dropped his mask. All of the prophetic aspects of this story were fulfilled. I kicked an old shoe.
All great.
I broke a pot, the whole thing. Right?
What is the third secret of Fatima? That there's going to be contact?
This is very important. This leads up to the third secret of Fatima.
Right.
If I just say this, people are going to think, of course. Yeah,
well, they
sure
may already
Hopi.
Be thinking that anyway, so don't worry.
I agree. These little aspects are very, very important because they're all clues.
All right.
You have to think of life as being this mixed-up puzzle box, and you have all these clues, and you put this piece together here and there, and they add up to something grand. So these are little pieces of a grand clue about where we come from, what we need to do, why we're here. Now, Quetzalcoatl was told his people to travel and to stay and live in this Four Corners area and to live from the earth as it is dry, as it would be in the future, to teach mankind how to survive in a hostile land, and that they had to connect with the earth to grow blue corn. If they didn't connect with the earth, they would die. Now, I tell you, the life of a Hopi in Third Mesa is rather miraculous. They're very magical and spiritual people, even to this day, even though they're now driving cars and stuff, eating meat. But I can tell you that there's still some spirituality there, and what they know about Fatima would shock you. They're not going to tell archaeologists this because they don't trust the archaeologists. All the people writing books about the Hopi, The Hopi are jokesters. They pulled pranks on all these archaeologists. How do I know? I spoke with the Hopi. I was with the two-horned priest for a long time. And he told me things I had no idea he knew about South America, about alien contact, about Quetzalcoatl, and the story by which the Pahana would be there and prove who he was. Let's take you back real quick. My very first session with Ed Dames, way back in SciTech, years ago. SciTech isn't anymore.
Right.
Someone else, that's not Ed's stuff anymore. It's just, now it's goofy.
Right.
So now I'm sitting there, and what has happened is I'm given a blind target. What is it? The missing Fire Clan tablet. Now, in the old days, Ed was right on spiritually. He was working for Lucifer. We all work for the entity. Some of us know it. Some of us turn our back on it. Some of us don't know it. Those who don't are pawns. Ed's working for the entity, and he simply has turned his back on it.
Well, I bet there's a lot of Christians out there that would agree with you. They think the whole thing is rather Luciferian-like.
You bet it is. It was Lucifer that gave us remote viewing in the first place. This is an occult activity. This is a way to reach right into the dark side. And let me tell you, because of physics, we're going to begin to see proof that magicians such as myself, we are really obtaining results. I have movies of demons that I have brought out and communicated with. You have one such clip from a movie on my website.
I've taken a look at the pictures on the website, and I've got to say I'm a little unimpressed. They're kind of pixelated and they're hard to see.
Right. The reason why I chose that particular demon, because of its morphology, it matches identically to that of a locust-like being that's mentioned in the book of Revelations, citing the end of our days. I say that we've destroyed our planet, that we're reaching it. We've already reached that breaking point, and we're dying. We're on a dying planet.
That
we
may
need to
be.
Make contact. We're
that
in trouble ecologically.
Yeah.
It's over.
Maybe.
That's why I have that particular demon there, because for the Christians in this country, they can relate to that, because that shows that's a road sign. We're at the end. It's one of these locust beings. Now, I know what that demon is. I know what it signifies. I know everything about that entity because years ago I brought it forth in a temple to prepare for not only this day, but for the days to come. We are literally living in the book of Revelations. We're living at the end.
All right. And so the third secret.
The third secret is about contact with the human progenitor. And the third secret, the reason why people were so horrified by this, is because when they learned that this entity was the one we all feared, the father of the human race, was actually the one we thought was evil. We thought that the father of the human race was something light and beautiful and angelic.
My God, you're telling me the
Lucifer.
Wow.
We are the sons and daughters of Lucifer, and that's what we find out at Fatima. And that's what the Holy Father, they're keeping this a secret.
Well, that certainly would account for the secrecy, wouldn't it?
And by the way, that's not the former pope that's being shot in that. That's a genetic key. That's a genetically manipulated human being who was brought here to bring about contact. Fatima is contact with a human progenitor in South America. And we kill him. We try to assassinate him. And without him, contact does not happen because we have one chance in life. This is our one chance to make contact.
I know.
The son of Lucifer.
I know that in remote viewing, and I assume Pan, timelines are difficult. So if you're telling me the third secret is that Lucifer is our father,
that's right,
and that contact with him will be made, and it will occur in South America, and we'll try to kill him, roughly when do you believe this is going to occur?
That depends on, here's the timeline here that we have, the time machine that we built, the seat of the third Antichrist, the seat of this new man, the Hominovus, the new man, is here in the United States. It's been decided that the United States will be the place where a single world government, by the way, I'm pro-government. I love government. I think the United States government is going the right direction. We're actually tearing up the one thing in the way of a one world government, and that's our Constitution.
Uh-huh.
We're giving it up willy-nilly. We're just letting it go.
We do appear to be, yeah.
Yes, and this is a good thing. Because, and then we have this other problem with communism.
So you welcome communism's fading fast. You welcome a one-world government with open arms, huh?
You bet. I have been a one-worlder all my life. I believe in it. I believe in a global village. The whole, all this language is all leading us into a new way of living, and it's wonderful. We've got to allocate dwindling resources, or we're going to go extinct. We're going to kill each other off. It's our only chance.
Yes, well.
And the thing that will make this happen is the time machine. The time machine is going to be given to the U.S. government, and it will be protected by nuclear weapons.